Hey, this is Jacob. Let's go down Gilead Lane.
Big Bang, here's Earth. That's real scientific.
Could I do my report on creation?
We need to remember the importance of scientific evidence.
I came from ooze.
Exactly.
This should be interesting.
Nice leaf collection, Lauren. How long did it take you to make that display case?
Not too long. My dad helped me. He said the cedar would help preserve the leaves.
Sure, trees, leaves, it's all the same thing, right?
Looks like you guys did a great job. I'll start working on these tonight, and you should get your grades back by the end of the week. Now that we're done with our botany unit, we're going to be moving on to Chapter 5, The Origin of the Planet.
This should be interesting.
I think it will be. Now, unless some of you age extremely well, none of us were here when Earth had its beginnings. So, there are many theories on how it all got started.
Yeah, like we came from this slimy ooze stuff.
Well, I suppose that could be one theory. Although I'm sure we could use a more scientific term than ooze. Anyone else? Justin.
Well, I believe that God created the Earth.
Sure, Morrison. And then some lady ate the apple and ruined it for everybody, right?
That's not exactly how it goes.
Well, there are many different theories about the days of creation and day ages and so on. But this is science class, and we need to remember the importance of scientific evidence.
Right.
Even though a theory is not a proven truth, it still must have some sort of evidence to support the claim.
So, what you're saying is I can't just go around telling everyone I came from ooze?
Exactly. That's why all of you are going to give an oral report at the end of this unit on one of the theories that we are discussing.
Could I do my report on creation? I mean, there's actually quite a bit of research about it, Mr. Watkins.
Like what, from your Sunday school teacher?
Okay, that's enough.
But my dad says there's no way creation is true.
No, Justin's right. There are tons of new studies being done.
I'm sure that there's some interesting research on the theory of creation, Justin. But I would like everyone to cover a topic that we study in class, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Now, if you'll turn to Chapter 5 in your books, let's start with the Big Bang Theory.
Yeah. Big Bang, here's Earth. That's real scientific.
Chapter 5, please, Lauren. Why don't you start off the reading for us?
Sure, Mr. Watkins. Biological evolution.
So, Grace, I guess I'm the only one who doesn't believe we came from ooze.
Well, I'd like to think that I'm a little better looking than slime.
Definitely.
Thank you. And I'm sure you weren't the only one who felt that way about creation, Justin.
Well, yeah, I mean, Lauren's in the class, too, but I still think she's going to do a report on one of those weird theories. I just don't know if I can do that when I know they're so off base.
And you know it might be a good opportunity to talk to your class about God.
Right, but if I do it on creation, I think I'll get an F on the report.
I understand.
I've never failed anything before.
Oh, I know that that's quite a decision for you, Justin. And I also know you've worked very hard to get good grades.
Just because I do the assignment doesn't mean I agree with the teacher's ideas, right? I mean, they're theories. Even Mr. Watkins can't say they're facts.
I'm sure nobody would blame you for doing the regular assignment.
Yeah.
I'd better go get that. I'll be right back. Okay, I'm coming. Hello, this is Grace. Hello, can I help you? You'll have to speak up. I can't...
Leave the story untold.
What? Who is this?
Forget the story.
Hello?
Is everything okay, Grace?
I think so. That was kind of a strange call.
Who was it?
Oh, nobody important. Are you headed home, Justin?
Sure, if you want me to go.
Oh, no. I just thought that I would walk you home and... And I wanted to check up on your parents.
All right. Are you sure you're okay, though?
Yes, I'm fine. Come on, Finn. We're going to take a walk over to the Morrisons.
your dad?
Did you get past the old dad?
Shoot it, Timmy! Knock him down! Oh.
We win! Good job,
thanks,
Timmy!
Right. Thanks, Mikey. Nice pass, Mom.
Oh. I can shoot a little hoop.
Right, Mom.
Okay. Come on, best 2 out of 3. Ready?
Morrison, I think it's time to throw in the towel.
Well, oh my, you guys sound like you are having so much fun.
Oh, hi, Grace.
Don't stop on account of me. I really make a pretty good cheerleader.
Really? It's okay. I'll take any excuse for a break.
How's it going, Grace? Are you getting excited about the church youth outreach?
I wish I wasn't too old to go. I'd love to hear you read one of your stories, Grace.
Well, maybe someone can sneak you in. You know, I heard Michael and Haley invited all kinds of kids from the neighborhood.
Yeah, we almost got Maya to go.
Well, don't give up just yet.
Do you want some coffee or anything, Grace?
Well, actually, that would be great. There's something I need to talk to you two about.
Oh, is everything okay?
Oh, it's nothing. It's just that I have a question for you.
Well, oh, sure. Yeah. Why don't we go inside? You kids want to stay out here for a while?
Yeah, that would be great. We'd love to stay out here.
But it's starting to get dark.
Oh, there's plenty of light left.
Definitely plenty of light.
Besides, we need a rematch now that Justin's here, right, Justin?
Yes, good point, Brooke.
Can't we just go inside and play Chinese checkers or something?
Haley, it's a beautiful evening out here. Don't you want to enjoy the fresh air?
Fresh air? Oh, right! Fresh air! I love fresh air. Can't get enough of it, actually. So we'll just be out here, Mom, taking in some
fresh air. Yeah, I got it. I have no idea what that was about.
Well, why don't we all have a seat?
I just brewed this pot fresh.
Oh, thank you.
So, what is it that you wanted to ask us, Grace?
Well, you know, I had an interesting phone call today.
Oh, yeah? Friend from back home?
No, actually, I'm pretty sure it wasn't a friend. I think it was from someone right here in Coleraine. Mm-hmm. Someone who doesn't want me to speak at the outreach.
Right, so you think Grace got a threat call?
Exactly. Brooke, why else would she have to come over here to talk to Mom and Dad right after the phone rang?
She probably thinks it was the same wacko that was calling us.
But it's been like forever since we got those phone calls.
Yeah, Justin. And the caller never called Grace before.
Right. They only call us.
No one's gonna hurt Grace, are they?
Not if we can help it. We need to find out who this person is.
Okay, so let's think. When did we get those calls?
Right around the time of the big trial Dad had in his court.
Yeah, remember? That doctor was here, and nobody wanted him to talk.
Right. Okay, I'm not a brain like Justin, but what does that have to do with Grace?
I don't know. But the caller talked about Grace and the doctor, so there must be something.
Well, what else was happening then? That was, what, like a month ago?
At least. You know, that's about when Ms. Kopeck was hired at the bed and breakfast.
I don't like Ms. Kopeck. She's mean.
Timmy.
Wait a minute. You're right, Brooke. And Ms. Kopeck doesn't like Grace at all.
No kidding. Hey, there's gotta be some kind of connection here. I mean, something more than Grace is letting on.
Yeah.
I can't believe it, and I thought this whole thing was over. Maybe we should inform the police.
Oh, no one wants to hurt me, John. But you know, the truth is a scary thing to some people.
And you might reveal something at the outreach.
Which, of course, I wouldn't. Especially to a group of children.
Guys, and you know, when Ms. Kopeck heard that Grace was going to be at the outreach, she was not happy.
Kopeck's not happy about anything.
True.
Wait. What? Wait a second. You think the caller tried to stop her from going to the outreach?
Maybe. I mean, Ms. Kopeck got really weird last week when she found out they were going to let Grace be around kids.
I don't get it. Did Grace and Kopeck used to be close or something?
Well, Kopeck did handle all of Grace's money and stuff when Grace was little, remember?
That's right. And why was she doing that?
Grace never said. She just changed the subject.
She always does that.
So what? You think there was a big fight or something?
With Grace? I don't know. It just doesn't make sense.
And what does this have to do with that trial?
That's a good point.
I thought.
So you guys get enough fresh air?
Just give us a few more minutes.
No, come on. It's getting pretty late. I'm going to walk Grace home. I want you guys to go in, please.
Okay.
Bye, Grace.
I'll see you all later.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
So, how are the plans for the outreach going, Mike?
Great. I really wish you could come.
Me too. But I guess we have family stuff to do or something.
That's okay.
Does your youth group ever do anything else?
Yeah, we get together every Thursday.
You do? My church meets on Sundays.
Yeah, ours does too.
Well, what's Thursday then?
Oh, that's like the kids' night.
They have a night just for kids?
Yeah, totally cool. We can be as loud as we want. Maybe you could come this week.
To your church?
Yeah, we could probably pick you up.
Maybe I'll ask my parents tonight.
Oh, man, this book is heavy.
I can't believe it fit in your bag. Evolution, a concise guide.
Mm-hmm.
So is that for evolution?
I'm pretty sure. I think it'll be a good source.
You're gonna do your report on that?
I think so. I mean, I don't believe it, but I had to pick something.
Just a reminder to everyone, you need your topics chosen by today.
Mr. Watkins, what if we're still not sure about it?
Well, you need to get sure.
What's the matter, Morrison? Still trying to talk about Noah's big boat and the flood?
It was called an ark, and I can prove that the flood...
All right, everyone, time to take some more notes. Put everything but your notebooks away, please.
Are you thinking about researching creation, Justin?
I don't know. It seems like a good idea, though.
Even if you get a bad grade?
I think so.
Hello? Ms. Kopech? That's weird. She never leaves the front desk alone like that. Ms. Kopech?
Yes, I understand, but... I know, and I've done all I can to keep her away from the town, but... Yes. Yes, I know the outreach is approaching. No, I haven't yet told her that. But I do still think insanity is a viable option and... Hold on. Hello?
It's only me, Ms. Kopech. I just got here for work.
Yes, well, report to the kitchen. There's plenty of work to do.
Yes, ma'am.
I'll be down in a moment. I don't know how much she heard. Don't worry, I'll take care of it. And the insanity charge is the route we'll take. Yes, goodbye.
Brooke?
Yes?
Thank you for unloading the dishwasher. As soon as you're finished, we need to establish a schedule of food preparation for that outreach function.
All right. That's coming up pretty fast, huh?
Precisely. And we have no time to waste. Now, I believe there will be 200 children to feed.
200? That's great! Grace is going to be so happy to know that so many kids are coming.
Well, I just hope nothing serious happens.
What?
Some people in her state can't handle the loud and rambunctious nature of children. Hand me that notebook, Brooke. I want to begin our list.
Grace's state? What, because she's blind?
That and other things.
What other things?
Well, I suppose you do have a right to know.
A right to know what?
Brooke, I've known Grace Andrews since she was a little girl. I was hired into the home she lived in when she was in New York. I suppose it was because the Nearies couldn't handle the child on their own. Too dangerous.
The Nearies?
You don't even know the name of her legal guardians and you think you know her. Really, Brooke, how naive.
But...
I handled Grace's finances from the time she was a child, on top of watching over the house.
Why?
Because the mentally unstable are often frivolous with money. After she suffered that head trauma, she was never the same. You see those kinds of effects all the time when a victim has suffered head trauma, especially when a child is blinded like she was.
But Grace is fine.
I know you'd like to think so, but I believe it's foolish to take chances.
But Ms. Kopech...
That's enough talk for now. This schedule needs to be done today.
I've been quite impressed with all your reports so far. I think we have time for one more presentation today. Any volunteers? Justin, I see that hand.
Okay, here we go. There are several theories on how the planet Earth and the life on it was formed. Today, I will discuss creation and present to you several pieces of evidence and scientific studies that back this theory. The account of creation is found...
Whoa, my watch is way off. I'm so sorry, Justin. We'll have you go tomorrow. Start from the top, okay?
Okay.
You're all dismissed. But Justin, could I see you for a minute, please, okay?
Sure, I'll just get my stuff.
Do you think Mr. Watkins is mad you're doing it on creation, Justin?
I don't know, but I just have to say what I believe in, Lauren.
But what about your grade?
What about the truth? I think that's more important than some grade.
Justin?
Yeah, I'm coming, Mr. Watkins.
I told you that creation stuff wasn't real. Hope your parents don't care if you repeat seventh grade.
I'll wait for you outside.
Okay. You wanted to see me, Mr. Watkins?
Justin, I'm sure you put a lot of thought and work into your report, but...
It's not what you asked us to do.
No. The assignment was to do your report on a topic that we had discussed in class.
I know, and I'm willing to take whatever grade you need to give me, but I just couldn't give a presentation about something that goes against what I believe.
Fair enough, but I can't give you full credit for this assignment. Unless tomorrow you can give a different report?
No, it'll be the same report.
All right. I'll see you tomorrow. Justin?
Yeah?
I just want you to know that even though this will have a significant effect on your grade, you have my respect. It takes a lot of courage to stand up for what you believe in, especially when you've got a lot at risk. That's more than I could ever hope to teach you.
Thank you.
So, can I go, Dad, please?
It's just a youth night, no special speakers?
No, just kids.
You're sure?
Yes.
Then I suppose it's all right.
Thank you. I'll call Mike.
All right, I'll be in my office.
Okay. Now, where was his number?
Did I just hear what I think I did?
I don't know. That depends. What'd you just hear?
Are you really going to church with the Morrisons?
Yeah, Dad said I could.
I don't believe this.
It's just a Thursday night kids thing. It's no big deal.
What, too good for our church now?
No.
Great. If you want to go to church with a bunch of religious fanatics, that's fine with me.
What are you talking about?
Justin Morrison. A bunch of kids were saying he got an F on his science report today.
So?
Well, it was because he insisted on doing his report on creation, even though his teacher told him he couldn't.
Why'd he get an F for that?
Because we all know creation isn't true. I mean, it's just some story. You can't talk about it in science class. I'm telling you, they take their religious stuff way too far.
Well, at least he knows what he believes.
And he's gonna fail because of it.
You know, we've gone to First Church our whole lives, and I've never heard anything about creation.
That's because intelligent people don't believe in all that crazy stuff. You don't want to end up like the Morrisons, do you?
Well, I don't think that'd be so bad. They're nice, and they care about each other.
Well, for some reason, I thought you were part of our family. I guess I was wrong.
Just because I want to go to church with them?
Gotta start somewhere.
I'm still a Richter, Tiffany. Besides, Dad said I could go.
Whatever.
Tiff, you're not going to change my mind, so leave me alone about it.
Fine, do what you want. Don't say I didn't warn you.
So I talked to Kopeck about Grace today.
You did?
I thought you were going to look up old newspapers at the library before you did anything like that.
I did, but I couldn't find anything. It doesn't matter, though, because when I was at work, Ms. Kopeck brought up Grace.
You didn't ask her about the phone call, did you?
Yeah, I said, hey, did you prank call my friend Grace or what?
Did she say yes?
No, Mikey.
So what did you say to her?
I just asked her some questions. She did control Grace's finances.
Right, but we already knew that.
Yeah, but Ms. Kopeck said she handled her money because the mentally unstable are often frivolous with it.
She thinks Grace is crazy too?
Sure sounds like it to me. She kept saying stuff about not letting her around children.
Miss Kopeck sounds a lot like Maya used to.
She wants people to think Grace is crazy.
Ms. Kopeck?
Of course. She handled her money before. Maybe she's trying to get it all back.
So if Grace is unstable, maybe Kopeck can take over her money again.
Exactly. But if Grace reads the story in front of all those kids...
Nobody will believe that. She's crazy.
Right. Remember the last threat call that Mom and Dad got?
Yeah, it said to keep us away from Grace.
Well, Ms. Kopeck was in town then. She must have found out that we were friends with her.
That's probably why she was so mean to you, Brooke.
It would explain a lot.
I knew Ms. Kopeck didn't like Grace. She called her that blind lady.
You're right. We should have listened to you from the beginning, Timmy.
Michael, phone's for you.
Coming! I'll hurry. Fill me in when I get back.
So, are we going to tell Grace?
Maybe we should check it out more before we talk to her about it. I mean, nobody was hurt before.
I know the outreach is important, but if it's dangerous
but
for
Grace...
But
that's just what Kopeck wants. She's just trying to scare her.
It's not going to work. Grace doesn't care about what other people say. She'll do and say what she thinks is right, no matter what.
Yeah.
You guys are not going to believe this.
What?
Maya's gonna come to church with us tomorrow.
Are you serious?
Her mom and dad are gonna let her come?
Yeah.
Wow. So Maya's not mean anymore?
I don't know if Maya ever meant to be mean, Timmy. I guess she just treats people like she's treated.
What's that mean?
It's just that, like, Tiffany isn't really nice to Maya at all. And I don't think her brother is either.
He isn't.
Well, what about her mom and dad? Don't they love her?
I don't think it's about love, Timmy. And I don't know if we can even know that. But I think we can see that Maya's just really alone.
I don't know what I'd do if I didn't have you guys.
Yeah. I'm glad she's finally coming.
It took long enough.
You can say that again.
Justin, he was really proud of
him. Well, here he is now. He can tell you himself.
Tell what? Oh, hi, Grace. Hi, Finn.
Well, hi there. So, it sounds like you decided to take your stand after all.
Yeah, Mr. Watkins said that I can't get full credit, but that he respects how I stood up for my beliefs.
Especially when you're up against people who believe otherwise.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm.
Oh, Grace, I can't believe I forgot to tell you. Maya's going to church with the kids tonight.
What?
Yes. And we need to keep praying for her.
Definitely. You know, I just can't imagine what she's up against. Speaking of standing up for yourself.
That's what made me think of it. After being told no about the outreach, I'm surprised Maya even asked to come to our church again.
It must have taken a lot of courage.
Exactly.
Yes. That's what Mr. Watkins told me, that it takes courage to go against everyone else. But I think it would be tons harder if it was your own family.
Hmm.
I got it!
Oh, Micah, ow. Slow down.
Sorry, Mom. Oh, hi, Grace. Hi, Finn.
Yeah.
Hi, Michael.
Better get the door, pal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Maya, come on in.
Hi. Sorry I'm a little late.
That's okay. Dad, we're all ready to go. Where's Haley?
You have time, Michael. Hello, Maya.
Hi, Mrs. Morrison.
Well, I'm glad you're so excited to go, Michael, but don't you think you should make some introductions here?
Oh, yeah. Maya, this is Grace.
Grace Andrews.
Yeah. Grace, this is my friend Maya from school.
Hi, Maya. It's nice to finally meet you.
Finally?
Mm-hmm. I've been hoping our paths would cross.
Yeah. It's good to meet you, too.
Well, I hate to break this up, but... We're going to be late.
Well, you just have a fun time, you guys.
Yeah, we will.
Oh, and Maya, maybe I'll see you again sometime.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, that may take some courage, too. Believe me, you will not want to miss next week's episode. Have you ever really taken a stand for what you believe in? Or have you ever stood up to something or someone that you knew was wrong? It's not easy, is it? In John 16:33, Jesus says, "In the world you will have tribulation." That means tough times. "But take courage. I have overcome the world." This means that even though we may be made fun of or teased or even face pain and persecution, We know that if we believe in Jesus Christ, we will spend eternity in heaven with Him because He overcame this world by dying on the cross. This should give us peace, hope, and the courage that we need to be overcomers. To give you a picture of what an overcomer looks like, we'd like to recommend a book to you that has story after story of young people like you who would not compromise or apologize for their faith in Jesus Christ. They were overcomers. But for many of them, this meant going to prison, being tortured, or even facing death. But they all knew the peace, hope, and courage that Jesus Christ gives, because He overcame this world. If you would like more information about this book, please email us at gilead@cbhministries.org, or you can write us at Gilead, P.O. Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501. In Canada, write us at P.O. Box 124, Maple Ridge, B.C., V2X7E9. When you contact us, be sure to include the four call letters of the station that you listen to. You can also get information and purchase the book on our website at www.cbhministries.org. Today's program, Theories, was a production of CBH Ministries and was written by Leah Gardner and directed by Beth Klima. Our production engineers were Scott Heckman and Steve O'Dell, with music by John Campbell. Our executive producer is Randy Heckman, and I'm Jacob, hoping you'll join us again next week down Gilead Lane.